Mosul was seized by ISIL extremists in 2014 and is the last major stronghold of the terrorist organisation in Iraq. It's a battle which many predict could last weeks or even months. Speaking from the Iraqi capital Baghdad, Lise Grande, the United Nations humanitarian coordinator for the country, said the UN is extremely concerned about civilians caught in the city.
Civilians are at extreme risk from crossfire, from possible artillery barrage. We understand that ISIL has booby-trapped large parts of the city. We're very worried about snipers. Also, in a worst-case scenario, we can't rule out the possibility that there might be a chemical weapons attack. We also fear that ISIL, as they did in Fallujah, may try and hold civilian populations either as human shields or forcibly expel huge number of civilians in the face of an attack by the Iraqi security forces, knowing that the Iraqi security forces will not fire on their own people.
It's thought up to 1.5 million people living in Mosul may be impacted by the military offensive. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.